Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun. Join us now, enjoy the show.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And you're watching Studio Classroom. Friends, we hope you're hungry. Today, we're talking about food, and specifically, how to prepare it.
That's right. We are starting off with a talk about it question. What can you cook, and how did you learn?
Well, I can cook some things. I really enjoy making French food. It is kind of fancy and difficult. I can only make the easier things. But I learned mostly from watching videos and reading cookbooks.
I like to make different kinds of soups. Soups are very hearty and satisfying, and I learned a lot by trial and error. I basically use the same kind of vegetables and meat, and I just try different combinations of them.
Sounds pretty good. Well, friends, if you are not very confident in the kitchen, you don't know how to make things or what to do, today we'll talk about a bunch of helpful tips for you. This lesson is called Cooking Skills 101. Let's jump right into it.
Cooking Skills 101. Grab your apron and get ready for a delicious adventure. Perhaps you've watched some of your favorite TV chefs and thought, I wish I could cook like that. Odds are you can, with a few basic cooking and kitchen safety tips. For starters, always wash your hands well before handling any food. Keep raw and cooked food separate. Learn to handle knives in a safe manner.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 我们先来看 apron 这个名词，意思是围裙。例如 ，Before baking cookies, Emma tied her favorite apron covered in tiny strawberries.Emma 在烤饼干前系上了她最喜欢的围裙，上面印满小小的草莓图案。来学几个跟 apron 相关的惯用语。Tied to one's apron strings， 意思是过度依赖母亲或是女性。例如 ，Julie's only complaint about her marriage was that her husband was tied to his mother's apron strings， unable to make decisions without her approval。Julie 对婚姻唯一的抱怨是丈夫太依赖母亲，凡事都要征得她的同意。另一个是 cut the apron strings， 意思是摆脱依赖，变得独立。例如 ，Once her small business began to prosper, the support organization knew it was time to cut the apron strings。当她的小型企业开始蓬勃发展时，支援机构知道是时候让她独立运作了。
What does it mean when we say our title is Cooking Skills 101? Well, adding those numbers 101 after something means we're giving some basic tips or instructions, and that's what we'll do with cooking.
Definitely. We read here, grab your apron and get ready for a delicious adventure. Perhaps you've watched some of your favorite TV chefs and thought, I wish I could cook like that. Odds are you can.With a few basic cooking and kitchen safety tips. There's that word basic again.
Oh, yes. All right. We have a couple things to talk about, including that word basic. If something is basic, it's very simple. It's not difficult to understand. It could also mean that it's necessary.
Yeah, here's an example. Everyone should learn basic interview skills. Everyone is probably going to go to an interview at some point in their life, so it's good to have the skills you need to interact with the person interviewing you. These would be basic interview skills.
All right, we have other things to talk about in here too, like safety tips. These are simple pieces of advice to help you stay safe.
Here's an example. The teacher gave us lab safety tips during science class.
Okay, so all we need to get started in the kitchen and maybe make some great dishes are these basic cooking and safety tips. For starters, or to get us started, always wash your hands well before handling any food.
This is a really good reminder. It's something that I have to tell my kids every time they ask to help me, did you wash your hands? I don't want to contaminate any food.
Right, do that before you start and always wash your hands after you've touched any raw or uncooked meat.
That's right, and we see that word raw here in the next tip. Keep raw and cooked food separate. If something is raw, it's not cooked. It's in its natural state. These could be things like vegetables or meat.
Right, here's an example sentence. Some people like to eat raw vegetables and not cooked ones. Now, when you see that word raw, you're most often talking about meat.
Yeah, exactly. And in this case, you need to make sure that your raw meat doesn't contaminate your cooked food because that could cause some bacteria to grow. And we see that word separate here, Garrett. What does that mean?
Okay, if things are separate, they are kept apart. They are not put in the same place. For these meats, just make sure they're in different containers or on different plates.
Let's use that word separate in a sentence. Let's take separate cars to the event so you can leave early if you want.
Okay, well, let's move on to another tip here. Learn to handle knives in a safe manner. This is very important. You need to know how to hold the knife in the right way. If you're not sure, try and look up a video online. One of the important things is make sure that your fingertips are curved inward when you're cutting so that you don't cut them.
Yeah, another safety tip is to make sure that you're not pointing the knife out when you're walking around or at other people. Make sure you leave it on the counter or point it down when you walk.
Absolutely. Okay, these were some great tips so far, and we have plenty more. Let's go to the next part of our lesson.
Cooking Skills 101. Learn how to slice meat and vegetables evenly. Watching YouTube videos will teach you. Become familiar with kitchen appliances and tools. Learn which tools to use to measure wet and dry ingredients. Read recipes twice, then gather all the ingredients before beginning to cook.
The cooking show shared a simple recipe for a dish that anyone could make in 10 minutes. 烹饪节目单位给出了一道任何人都能在十分钟内完成的简单食谱。片语 recipe for something 是指某事的秘诀。例如 hard work, creativity, and teamwork form the perfect recipe for success in any field. 在任何领域中努力创意与团队合作是建构成功的最佳秘诀。来看一个类似用法的名词 formula， 意思是配方或是公式。譬如 ，Bella followed a basic formula to make homemade soap to give out as gifts to friends。Bella 按照一个基本配方制造手工皂，作为礼物送给朋友们。
Well, so far we have some great tips that will help us stay safe in the kitchen, but there's plenty more to learn. Let's go to our next tip.
All right, we're learning here about how we are cutting or slicing meat and vegetables. We read, learn how to slice meat and vegetables evenly. Now, to slice, friends, means to cut into thin, flat pieces.
Here's an example sentence with that word. please slice the tomatoes thinly.
Now, why is this important? Well, in my experience, if everything you cut is at a different size, it's going to cook at different times. So some pieces will be done and others are uncooked or underdone, and the others will burn if you wait too long while the other ones cook.
Sure. This doesn't always matter all that much when you're cooking, depending on what you're making. But the other thing is, it will make your food look a lot nicer.
That's definitely true. Watching YouTube videos will teach you. Let's move on to the next tip, friends. Become familiar with kitchen appliances and tools.
Okay, that's a pretty general tip, but it is useful. If you're familiar with something, you know it well. Maybe you have a lot of experience with it, or you've learned a lot about it.
Let's use familiar with in a sentence. Are you familiar with this recipe?
Okay, so get familiar with kitchen appliances and tools. Appliances are bigger electric machines that you use in your home. Ones in your kitchen would be things like your oven, your fridge, and maybe even something like a blender.
Here's an example of how you could use appliances in a sentence. The kitchen has modern appliances. Now we look at our next tip here, friends. Learn which tools to use to measure wet and dry ingredients.
Okay, so sometimes when you're cooking, you'll have both of these categories, wet and dry, and we need to measure them. When you measure something, you find the right size or amount of that thing.
So a recipe might require flour. You would need to measure out the exact amount of flour that you need.
Right. So you might have different kinds of cups or spoons that have specific measurements, and you use those for either wet or dry ingredients. We have one more tip here to talk about in this section. Read recipes twice, then gather all the ingredients before beginning to cook. This is something that I wish I knew when I first started cooking.
I never do this, even now, and it often gets me in trouble.
Right. Sometimes you just read the first couple lines or steps and you get started. You don't want to wait, but then you realize that you messed something up later on.
Yeah, I like to blame the recipe for this, even though it's my fault. Sometimes a recipe requires I do something on the stovetop, but something needs to be in my oven at the same time. I should have put the thing in the oven in first while I cooked on the stovetop, and now it's too late.
Right, so reading those recipes a couple of times means that you will be ready, and having all the ingredients out just makes things go faster.
Well, friends, we are not done learning about some excellent cooking tips, but right now it's time for us to take a break and take a deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? For starters. When I explain why I can't go camping, I have a whole list. For starters, I'm allergic to half the forest. Then there's the fact that every mosquito sees me as an all-you-can-eat buffet. And finally, well, I don't like camping. Let's dig into for starters. We use it to introduce the first reason, point, or example in a longer list. I don't want to buy a car. For starters, it's too expensive. It hints that more reasons are coming, which is great when you're building an argument or avoiding the woods. Now let's look at some other phrases that help us begin explanations. To begin with, this is very similar to for starters, and it's a bit more formal. To begin with, we don't have enough time. First off is casual and clear, great for spoken English. First off, we need to gather our materials. First things first. This is used when you want to establish priority. First things first, let's read the instructions. Please read the instructions. Let me start by saying is a friendly lead-in. Let me start by saying I appreciate your help. These phrases all help guide your listener, letting them know you're laying the groundwork before you continue. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Cooking Skills 101. Learn how to boil water, and you'll be ready to boil eggs and to cook pasta, vegetables, and more. Learn how to cook rice. It forms the basis for many meals. Learn to stir fry. You can combine meat and vegetables to make a quick and healthy meal. Learn how to make basic sauces to add to meat, vegetables, and stir-fried dishes. Mastering fundamental cooking skills is the key to healthy eating, from boiling noodles to cooking rice. Every great chef starts with the basics.
Pasta 是指意大利面, 譬如, the restaurant's homemade pasta was soft, rich, and perfectly paired with creamy mushroom sauce. 这家餐厅的自制意大利面, 口感柔顺, 浓郁, 和奶油蘑菇酱堪称绝配。 另一个是, pastry, 是指酥皮点心, 像是可颂或是派类等等。 譬如, the bakery's buttery pastries filled the street with a sweet, comforting smell. 这家面包店的奶油酥皮点心让整条街都弥漫着香甜又温馨的气味。名词 dough 则是指生面团。譬如 wheat and water and sometimes egg are combined to form a dough, which can be formed into various types of pasta. 将小麦、水 或加入蛋混合成面团，可以制作成各种不同种类的意大利面。这就是今天的Language Lab，我们下次见咯。All
right, we've got the basic tips down. Now it's time to start cooking some actual foods. Let's talk about that.
All right, our first tip, friends, is learn how to boil water, and you'll be ready to boil eggs and to cook pasta, vegetables, and more.
Right. Now, I don't know that we need to learn too much about how to boil water. Put some water in a pot, turn on the fire or the electric stove, and wait for those bubbles to pop up. But it is important to know how long to boil different foods for.
That is a really good point. And learning how to boil just water is the starting point there. We have another tip here. Learn how to cook rice. It forms the basis for many meals.
Okay, it forms the basis. That means it serves as the main foundation or starting point for something else.
Here's an example of how you could use forms the basis in another sentence. Potatoes form the basis of this meal.
Okay, so rice is that basis for a lot of meals. That is definitely true. And our next tip is learn to stir fry.
I love making stir fry meals for my family. Stir fry means to cook quickly in a hot pan while stirring. Usually you're putting meat and vegetables in that pan and you're stirring them to make sure they don't stick or burn.
Okay, for example, I am planning to stir fry some vegetables tonight.
Okay, so here we see you can combine meat and vegetables to make a quick and healthy meal. We have another tip, friends. Learn how to make basic sauces to add to meat, vegetables, and stir-fried dishes.
Okay, this one is a great tip. It will make foods taste great. It's probably a bit more difficult than some of these other things.
Definitely. With sauces, if you have to cook them, you have to make sure that they get to the right temperature. Or if you're mixing ingredients in a colder sauce, some of those things could be difficult. You might not have them on hand.
Absolutely. So maybe learn one or two things here and there, slowly build up your skills, and you'll be making some great dishes in no time.
For sure. And we see one more thing here at the end of our article, friends. Mastering fundamental cooking skills is the key to healthy eating. From boiling noodles to cooking rice, every great chef starts with the basics.
Okay, starting with the basics. Now, first of all, we want to master fundamental cooking skills. When you master something, you become very skilled at it. You know how to do it.
Let's use mastering in a sentence. Mastering guitar takes years of practice. The other word we want to look at from this section, friends, is fundamental. Fundamental just means basic and most important.
Okay, for example, reading is a fundamental skill. You learn it early on in your time in school, and you use it all the way through till graduation.
Well, friends, we hope these tips have been useful to you, especially if you don't know how to cook yet. And if you do know how to cook, maybe some of these tips have been a good reminder.
I think that's a good point. Well, friends, hopefully you can use these and also learn some great English terms while you're in the kitchen. There are a lot of great words that you can learn. Well, right now, it's time for us to go to our usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看与过去事实相反的愿望。句型是主词加 wish 加主词加过去式动词。wish 表示希望、但愿，后面接主词加动词过去式或 were， 这是虚拟语气的用法，表示与现在事实相反。动词要用过去式，如果是 be 动词，则改为 were。这种句型常用来表达懊悔、遗憾或希望与现况有所不同。如果要表达与过去事实相反的愿望，过去式动词则要改为过去完成式。来看例句 ：I wish I were taller so I could play basketball better。我希望自己能高一点，这样就能够把篮球打得更好。
Friends, we've reached the end of today's lesson, and before we go, I have a question that I want to ask Garrett.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, Garrett, which of the tips that we looked at today do you think is the most important?
Ooh, do I think is the most important? Well, I think some of those basic safety skills are the most important things. I'll say it's knowing how to handle your knives. If you can't do that properly, you can get really hurt in the kitchen.
Yeah, that's a really good point. After you've mastered those basic safety tips, I think learning how to stir fry is a really great thing to know how to do. It's really easy to throw together a healthy meal when you know the basics of that.
Absolutely. And I would say, don't be afraid to try something new. Do it safely, but don't just make the same couple of things every other night. Try out something a little more adventurous and follow a recipe.
That's a good tip. Friends, which one of these tips did you feel was the most important? Do you know how to cook? Those are both things you can talk about in English. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on Studio Classrooms.
Bye!
A friend helps at all times. A friend trusts at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.